Hello friends, how are you all? Can you suppose that everything came from nothing? Okay, let us suppose the mathematical fact that nothing came from everything. Then if we assume that all these phenomena and functions that have been occurred and are going to be occurred in the near future are occurring in the occurring in the recent time are governed by a simple formula that nothing came from everything. Then this might feel an assumption that whatever is going to be happened or has happened in the event horizon is a simple interpretation of the fact that nothing is governed by everything. Although you might have approved or seen some physical rules that something is governed by everything, whereas we have assumed that nothing is governed by everything. So here comes a paradox that nothing is governed by everything, whatever it might be, a physical law, wave motion or particle motion. Have you ever noticed that you are doing nothing by viewing this something video, although it might be everything that we can assume or consider? Then there comes a fact that world is governed by infinity or every other thing away from us. So if we are approaching something, then there must be something that has to exist prior to the horizon of nothing. Hope that you are not in a ship to override time and space, yet you can be something in making new space and time. So if we are making a new space and time, then from where does this something came from? So friends, if void is nothing, then there are other things coming from and being seen by the naked eyes. Also, can you assume that a thing that nothing is felt observed by you, then you might say that I am out of everything or I am into nothing. So friends, we can see a simple fact that there is more unclear. Nothing is more unclear to be organizing all the things that we see as everything or something. Hence, we can say that for everything to exist from something, from some simple expansion or contraction has to occur in the event horizon, so that we may be feeling that the after effects of the aftershocks of that thing. But if we assume that our universe is static, neither expanding nor contracting, then how can this be felt by us who are situated in the middle of something? So comes the fact that there is some vital force that is constantly attracting everything and has arisen from nothing or something. But if we say that this vital force arose from something, then we must be able to prove that something was present even before the time zero, and other things were also static, but then suddenly came to vital force into picture that started changing something to everything and will be changing the left something to everything also. So friends, there seems an alternative yes to the phenomena that nothing was there even before something could occur in the time equals zero. Hence friends, let's call this force as simple additive force or SIA. If everything that is felt or seen by us is governed by this SIA force, then this need to be a disambiguate mathematics for this to occur. So, as the suspect shows us, this SIA is going to affect nothing but something and everything and others too. Although we are under the strict law of yoga or addition, as stated in Indian language, that nothing is created without the empowerment of this SIA force. Let's have a brief introduction with this disambiguate calculus, algebra, new mathematics, or whatever you say it to be. But there is a subsequent particle that attaches with SIA force or yoke to become new body called as something or everything. It is the certain multiplication which will be left far behind as the calculations after the discovery of this disambiguate mathematics. It is denoted by the symbol plus symbol over a dot, and it seems to be a simple addition or adjustment of the new complex methods that may be needed to develop into. So what does this disambiguate mathematics says is that we can cover a distance by jumping, walking, jogging, cycling, motorcycling, traveling by automotive or any other means devised by mechanics. There is only a measure of calculations that seems to be static of the distance covered by us in the recent times. This disambiguate mathematics also tells us that this traditional number point theory system or number system is just a mimic and is opposite in nature. So It does not mean that we are starting from any origin or traveling in far remote distances, but we are approaching to an end, that is origin. All the graphics, functions and other things need not be changed for this, but we have to just imagine that we are approaching an origin that is not far from the end. Let us consider a simple example as a graph of y is equal to x square. Let us consider this curve to be starting from left side to the right side. Also, you can assume it to be starting from right side to left side. But there is no scope of closed origin as considered by traditional logic and number system mathematics. So, we say that this curve meets origin. When this curve meets origin, it approaches towards an endpoint. Or reaches a place that is close to its subend. However, we have seen that it is again going to right or left side. So friends, what I mean to say that it in the arrows in the coordinate system are not true. They are just opposite in direction of what has to be in order to replace everything by nothing. If we assume that arrows in the coordinate system are opposite, that is they can be reversed, there is a new coordinate system which says that everything is approaching towards the origin, which means there has to be a collision. After the collision or meeting of the endpoint, a new dynamics will be generated out of the recently formed microdynamics and the disambiguate coordinate system. This disambiguate coordinate system is always approaching origin point, which it needs to be by virtue of nothingness. According to theory of disambiguate mathematics or calculus, there is only a straight line which is approaching its endpoints towards origin. It only follows the rules of composition table of the power of the number or numbers that we are using through. So friends, here comes the point that before everything was there, there was nothing, and after everything has occurred, from everything, it will be replaced by reoccurring of the nothing. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.